For all of our bonus episodes and premium content, become a member over at patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. That's patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. You can also find us on social media. On Twitter, we're at whatcrappens. On Instagram and Facebook, at watchwhatcrappens. We'll see you there. Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors, Christy Wowardy Dowardy,
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low,
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg,
just saying, okay,
Shannon out of a cannon Anthony,
and our super premium Patreon subscribers, Kelly Grant, the Grandmaster.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
And Lizzie Drucker, a fun motherfucker.
We love you guys.
Hello, and welcome to the Watch What Crappens podcast, the podcast about all that crap we just love to talk about on Yale Bravs. I'm Ronnie Karam from the Rose Pricks Bachelor podcast, and here I am with my gorgeous and talented little man friend, Ben Mandelker of the B-Side Blog and the Banta Blender. Hello, Bean.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
How are you? How are you? Wow, we have so much to talk about today. So much.
What, there's literally, like, literally so much to talk about. Okay.
There's like so much to say, so much to say, so much to say. That was like my lady version of Dave Matthews.
Okay, so I'm going to try because I never remember any of this. So I'm going to give it a go. Okay, so we've decided what's going to happen for our San Francisco show. Yes, so it's Gay Pride weekend. You know, there's like a lot of gay pride. So we're going to do the gayest, proudest show ever, Southern Charm.
Can we hire a go-go dancer just to be like naked on stage, just to add some gay pride?
We should. We should see if Koopa will come in and be our go-go dancer. Like,
I'll throw like $100, $200 to get a local go-go dancer just to stand on stage and just be shirtless. I don't care. It's gay pride.
I mean, look, gay pride in San Francisco is just so crazy. And that's like the birthplace, I guess, of gay pride.
Yeah.
So everybody, we're going to do Southern Charm, which is kind of anti, but we're going to do it Cooper style, where you have to bring a partner of the opposite sex. So we're going to sell more
RuPaul,
tickets.
RuPaul, eat your heart out.
So that's that. That's going to be fun. So go get your tickets. That is Gay Pride Weekend in San Fran. We've also added two new shows to sold-out places. Philadelphia, we added a show, and Atlanta, we added a show. And Atlanta tickets just went up today. I'm sorry there's no VIP tickets available for that one because it's right after the other show. So
yeah, it's a logistical-ish. Yeah. But still come and see it because it can be super fun. We also should mention that for our Phoenix show, which is just 2 days before our Gay Pride San Francisco show, we will be covering Real Housewives of New York. And we should say for both of them, these are the episodes, the most recent episodes. So our Phoenix show is on a Thursday, which means we will be talking about the Roni episode from the night before. And our San Fran episode is on a Saturday. So we're going to be talking about the Thursday Southern Charm. So we're going to be doing fresh, hot takes on these great, great shows. And then we haven't figured out what we're going to do with Chicago yet because we have two shows in Chicago on a Wednesday. So obviously one of them will be Vanderpump Rules because they'll be doing their reunion. We just don't know what else is going to be airing at that time unless we do something – well, Ronnie and I will discuss. I don't want to put – you know, Ronnie's pet peeve is when I like brainstorm stuff live on the air and corner him into something. So I don't want to corner you into something, but –
no, that's not my pet peeve. People not having all their groceries when they get in line is my pet peeve. My pet peeve is when people are like, I'll be right back, and then they just leave the line.
Yeah. Oh, well, you know what? I had that story a few weeks ago of the woman who did that and went to the deli section at Sprouts and ordered a sandwich. She, like, sat and a sandwich was assembled. She wasn't even getting a fucking can from an aisle. She was like, I'm going to stand here. I'm going to wait for the deli guy to even notice me. I'm going to place an order, and before I place my order, you know I'm going to be like, tell me about that sandwich. Then he's going to make it. And at Sprouts, like, they make sandwiches as if it's like a long, hazy summer afternoon. It takes forever. She comes back 10 minutes later. Oh, terrible.
Oh, I've been setting Ben off for 6 years now. It feels so good. I've been triggering Ben for 6 years now.
I love being triggered. I love being triggered. I love when I rant. I love being able to rant. It's like one of my favorite. I feel like it's a privilege of being a podcaster is getting to rant.
Tell me about it. And people actually listen to it and don't try and put you in a hospital. Yeah. That's been nice. So that's it, right, Ben, for announcements?
So watch whatcrappens.com for those tickets anyway. The other announcement is we forgot to mention this, but something pretty epic happened for this podcast on Tuesday night. Kelly Ripa accidentally mentioned us in her Instagram story.
Oh my God, I love an accidental Kelly Ripa mention. What was that? She was with Mark Consuelos, who she never shows. It's like, you better show him. Well, she never shows. Like, I ever watch her Instagram. No offense. But, you know, I don't sit around watching Kelly Ripa's Insta. But she didn't even show Mark Consuelos. Like, why do you think people are subscribed to you on Instagram, okay? We're following you for Mark Consuelos.
Yeah, so I was just sitting on the bed. And I was going through Instagram and I went into the messages, and what happens is if you don't follow someone and they send you a message or they mention you, it goes into like the message request. So, you know, everyone, you know, it's there. So I'm like, oh, let's see what because this is not to sound obnoxious, but we have like a lot of message requests. It's hard to get through them all. But I decided, okay, I'm going to click. Let's see what's new. And I see Kelly Ripa with a little blue verification mark has mentioned you in their story. So I'm like, oh, I'm like shaking the phone. All of a sudden it's like a hot potato in my hands. But oh my God, Kelly Ripa's mentioning us. She likes us. What could this be? So like I click on it and it's her backstage at Watch What Happens Live. And she's like, hey, I'm backstage and look, it's my friend Art or whatever. And it says, at Bravo Andy and at Watch What Crappens. And I was like, oh my God, she totally wasn't paying attention. Oh my God. But it was like the greatest thing. We got like 3 followers.
So funny. And then of course she's putting makeup on some old guy. And I love how Kelly Ripa talks to the old guy. She's like, are you ready for your makeup? Look at you. You know, like momming an old guy, which I love. Yeah, yeah. She's like talking to them like, did you just poop your pants? And I was like, this is perfect. So happened. And then
wait, I also want to say that the next morning, she put up like 3 Instagram stories in a row where she just slapped at Bravo Andy at, what was it, Bravo WWHL. That's the Watch What Happens Live Instagram account. You're welcome, Bravo.
Yeah.
She just put it on like 3 different stories, had nothing to do with it. I was like, oh shit. Someone at Bravo was like, you did not put up the right at.
I love that we're trolling Andy and we don't even mean to. It's like we've trolled Andy so many times and we don't even mean to do it.
We are becoming a pest to him and we're not even trying. We have Ariana mentioning us, now we have Kelly Ripa. To have Kelly Ripa, that is his bestie. Like, Watch What Happens was built on Kelly Ripa. And those early days when he was up there sweating, you know, on camera, he, like, the only way he could get any sort of traction is if he invited Sarah Jessica Parker or Kelly Ripa on the show. And if it weren't for them, that show would not be around. She is a pillar of Andy's empire.
And she's a pillar of the Cohen community.
Oh, my God. That was, like, wow. What a thrill.
So then last night you tweeted at Mr. James Kennedy because...
I didn't tweet at him. I didn't tweet at him.
Oh, somebody else did and said, answer this question?
I merely tweeted, since Kanye West has recently come out of the closet as a hardline conservative Trump supporter, I tweeted something about, like, so where does this leave DJ James Kennedy, the white Kanye? And then I guess maybe someone tweeted at James or whatever, but as you're saying,
do you have an answer for this? And he just wrote back, gang is gang.
It's like, okay, I guess. I guess it means family's always family, no matter what they believe, right?
Yes. That's the white Kanye way of saying it. Gang is gang.
Gang is gang. Mm-hmm. So many exciting things happening for us, really.
Yeah, really, really fun times. So guess who's not having fun? Sonia.
Sonia's not having a good time.
Sonia has not been accidentally trolling Andy. She's been purposely trolling everybody and pulling up in her face. And I fucking love it. I mean, when Luann comes to an episode dressed as a hot pink Mrs. Peacock from Clue.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm in. Okay.
Oh, and I do have actually one more announcement, which is that I have submitted for distribution. I've got a Pandora Station, the new Countess Luann song. And I got an email back from cdbaby.com, which is the website that I've been using. And they're like, you have to change the name of this. And they say they gave something like names can't be generic or can't use someone else's name or whatever. So I think they don't like that Pandora Station is in the title. So now I've got to rename. I've got a Pandora Station, which is bullshit because that's the name of the song. So,
really? And did they stop Pandora from using it? I mean, Pandora opened a box way before she got an internet station. So
yeah.
Or an internet fucking radio channel. Whatever.
So the point is that it is now delayed again. And by the time it finally reaches iTunes, no one's going to even care anymore. But for those of you guys who are patiently waiting for it to – for the single to drop, just hold on and feel free to submit title ideas that because we have to rename it.
Have you got a – open the box station.
Well, I've got a Kazakhstan station.
You should call it. Well, I was just trying to make pleasantries.
I could call it that, making pleasantries. Maybe I'll just add another chorus.
That'll be my song. I'll make a Luann song called Making Pleasantries, Making Pleasantries. You slept with a married man. Everybody knows it. Making Pleasantries.
Do you have a seed? Because I'm planting pleasant trees.
I do. I'm an investor. Okay.
I'm a maven.
I'm a maven. Okay. Okay. And I knew this episode was made for us because throughout the episode, Ramona did all of our favorite things. She said, let's face it. She said, okay. And then she figured out what POS means, which, I mean, this is new.
Way after the fact.
Yeah. When Ramona figures things out way after the fact is another favorite thing.
Yeah.
So we open with the fight from last week with Dorinda just losing her shit at Sonia or on Sonia at Luann's Sag Harbor brunch. It's the Screen Actors Guild in a harbor.
We welcome members of AFTRA as well, but just they have to know they can't go in the harbor.
That's why poor Sonia can't get over her movie deal falling through. She's like, why does everybody keep inviting me to SAG? So embarrassing. So they're still in Sag Harbor, and Dorinda is screaming and yelling and having a fit. She's just, I believe, walked out of the room, pissed, and told Sonia, Heaven? What you guys been in heaven? Oh, is it better than the Regency? Or whatever she's going on about. And Ramona's like, come on, Sonia, okay? Can we just try and make a pact to be more considerate? Oh, no, this is... So they started from the beginning
it's
of from, this, right?
Well, we they did like a revised... They did like a quick version of last week's fight.
Yeah, they re-edited it to be short. And then Sonia says, well, I am sensitive. Luann knows everything I'm going through. And Luann's like, yes, you have been through a lot. And then that's when Dorinda goes off. Oh, please, I bury a hiding.
Oh. I bet. Well, you know, I mean, yeah, this is where we have again, like... Don't you dare compare your fucking marriage to me, bare husband, because you were fucking around in South of France.
By the way,
so to be fair to Sonia, she wasn't comparing. It was just, she was just saying that, like, because Dorinda was harping on Sonia about the fact that Sonia is going on and on and on about the same things over and over again. So when Dorinda brings it up, Sonia was like, well, see, and you harp on this too. I mean, she didn't say it in as delicate a way. She said, well, we've heard this a million times too. And she wasn't saying, well, I mean, maybe in the mix of it, she had said divorce is like a death, but she wasn't, I actually don't think Sonia was saying what I went through was worse or on par with what you went through. She was just saying divorce is like a death, which is a very common thing that people say.
Well, later, but now she's saying, wow, we've heard that 100 times, too.
Yeah.
Which, you know, you never get to say. Like, I don't think there's any kind of rule that you're ever allowed to be like, oh, could you stop complaining about your fucking dead husband? We're sick of hearing about it. So yeah. They pull Dorinda away like she's a crazy person just losing it, you know? Like, it never happened. It's all Dick Cheney's fault, you know, or whatever. So they pull her into a rubber room, otherwise known as... the safe sex room for when the kids visit.
Pleasantries.
One is a choice, the other's a tragedy, you ass. You better apologize. And Sonya's like, you don't even know the whole story. You're going to be the one who's apologizing. And she's like, I'm not going to dinner with her tonight. I am not going to dinner with her tonight.
And this random lady, Mary, is sitting there. She just goes, oh my gosh.
Like, poor Mary is always poor Mary. Stuck.
She didn't know what she was getting involved in. She thought it was just a simple brunch. She should have known. She should have known.
Hasn't Mary been around for this before? Was she the friend who was at the last one?
Maybe. Mary may be just sort of like a catch-all. You know, she represents all the friends. It's like the unknown soldier, right?
Yes.
She's the unknown soldier of Real Housewives of New York.
Yes.
She's the casualty of this show. Just generic.
She's the quiet hero, Mary. So Dorinda is still going off. Now she's in the other room. She's like, there's a difference between cheating. I didn't choose to put 5 feet of dirt on Richard. Did I put him in a balloon? No. Did I turn him into a pile of change? No. Oh my God, it's a quarter. It's a quarter. Richard.
Richard's here. He's got my back. Ramona's like, she's like, I know that when you get divorced, it's like death. But you kind of crossed the line, just Sonya. You kind of crossed the line.
And then Ramona, who, I don't know, is Ramona drugged up now? Because Ramona's like, look, when people get upset, what you're supposed to do is stop making excuses. Just say, hey, I did it. Okay? Guilty. Guilty of love. The first degree. Okay? Sorry. Okay?
Sorry. Give me a little credit for trying, okay?
Trying to be the best mother that I knew how to be. Hey?
Hey, I know that speech before. You said that on episode 32.
Oh, soap dish. You'll never let us down on these recaps.
Never.
So someone said, oh my God, I love that you guys were talking about 227. Girl, we have talked about 227 longer than that show actually ran.
Yeah, it's actually true. If you're new to this podcast, if you hello Kelly Ripa friends, if you're new, just know that we're gonna make a lot of gratuitous soap dish, big business, and 227 references.
We don't know
that's
why.
That's just a start. We don't know why. We just like it.
We've seen other things, but those never leave our minds for whatever reason. So then we get Luann trying to calm down Dorinda in the rubber room, and she's like, now Dorinda. I know you're upset, but I think Sonya is not in her right frame of mind right now. And Dorinda goes, I'm not listening to any more bullshit this year. It's like it's episode 4. You've got lots of bullshit coming this year.
I know,
okay?
You just started. And Luann's like, well, you know, Sonya, you know, she's not right. So, you know, she's been on her meds. She's coming off her meds. She's on her meds. She's in between meds. She's watching Chicago Med. It's very difficult.
And she gained
so
weight.
Have a little compassion, maybe. A little compassion.
I love when she goes, she gained weight. Remember? You know, weight. She gained it. She's a fat girl now.
In a foreign country.
It's going to take her time to get over it, okay, Dorinda?
A whole lot of precious time. A whole lot of time and money. To do it right.
I'm not taking any more of your Pandora crap this year either, all right?
Are you referencing my station? Which I have.
Look, we know Sonya's not right in the head. She made me buy her a ninja blender, for crying out loud. Does that sound like a sane woman to you? Could you imagine?
The hostess. I bought her a ninja blender, which I thought was made explicitly for blending ninjas. Turns out it's just a very highly efficient way to make smoothies.
When I told her, Sonya, I shouldn't have a list this long. I'm a hostess. She tried to eat my arm, and I said, not the Twinkie, Sonya. Oh, you understand how it is.
Anyway, the good news is I have a new song premiering on my Pandora station called Ninja, Ninjas Blending Ninjas, Stars.
Green smoothies.
Hey, what's that sound? Can't hear it because it's ninjas prowling around the kitchen.
Dorinda's like, hey, I'm getting my coat. Oh, that's a new song. I'm getting my coat. I'm getting my coat. I'm getting my coat with the ninja blend. That doesn't work. That needs work. That needs work.
I kind of like it. It's sort of had a vibe out. It's sort of a classic vibe. You know, it's like something you could play in the and the Berkshires, something that's classic. It's like my people and your people. And, oh my God!
She's like, darling, she's trying to get her shit together. So, I don't know, have some compassion or whatever you do. It's another song. Have some compassion, something.
Hey, have a heart. Why can't you have a heart?
How do I get you alone? How do I get you alone?
We can go on and on. Just a something another. Lipstick on my collar. You put there, Dorinda.
So back in the break room, or the breakfast room, Sonia's like, well, she doesn't understand. I lost my best friend. And then Dorinda hears her, and she comes in. She's like, is he buried? Because if Richard was alive today, he wouldn't be buried. I love Richard. If he was together today, we'd be together. And he'd respect me. And he wouldn't treat me like you. And he wouldn't be asking me for ninja blenders either. Who does that, Sonia?
Meanwhile, John's like, so... Remember that we're dating, too?
Oh my God, Dorinda, she's like, if he was buried, we'd be alive today. And then she's screaming and yelling and spitting all over everybody. And then Mary goes, oh, that's so sweet.
Yes. Mary, quiet. Quiet, Mary. This is not your moment. Stop trying to have a moment, Mary.
Quiet over there, Mary. Marysville.
Quiet, caterer. So Ramona's just trying to fix it. She's like, just say you're sorry. Her husband, Joy, say you're sorry. Please say you're sorry. Please just say you're sorry. Just look at me. Say you're sorry. Sorry. Say you're sorry.
She goes, please, just say sorry. It's going to ruin my party.
Sorry. I ain't sorry. Sorry. I ain't sorry. That's Ramona doing Beyonce.
So you're sorry. Please come to my party. I've got Kurt coming.
Middle fingers up. Tell him, boy, boy.
And then Sonia's just like, no, she started it. You guys, I think that people really have not realized what Pickles gave Sonia. I mean, she didn't act like this when Pickles was around.
Well, that's because Pickles had access to Bank Street Pro, whatever it was called, Bank Street Publisher, and was able to type out a list of rules for Sonia to follow every day. And ever since Pickles is gone, computer number 3 has just broken. And now, you know, Sonia has no guidelines for her life anymore.
So outside, Dorinda and Ramona are leaving, and Lou's walking them out because I'm a hostess. And Dorinda's like, sorry I ruined your lunch, but Jesus Christ. And Luann's like, look, all I'm saying is, Sonia's Sonia. She's just a Yavison. You know what I mean? Like a warm Sonia on a lovely spring day. You know, of course people drown in lakes. Does that mean we shouldn't swim in lakes?
You know, Dorinda, as you may have heard on my Pandora station, I have a popular cover of a song that goes, don't go chasing waterfalls. Please stick to the rivers and the lakes that you're used to. Even if you dried in them once before, Jason Voorhees.
You're not leaving your song, Luann. So she starts. Sorry about your lunch.
I do want to say, though, before Dorinda stormed out, and Dorinda was like, insensitive bitch. Sonia was like, when Ramona was like, say you're sorry, say you're sorry. Sonia goes, well, I am sorry that she's acting like this. Did not help the situation.
Oh my God. So Luann's like, there's not a mean bone. Look, she got lipstick on my cashmere. Am I sobbing? No. She's like a broken cobblestone on a rainy day.
I mean, I'm not even sure there are bones in that body. I think she's just one piece of gelatinous goo that's being held together with some belts and a spender.
So basically, all this left of her is kale. She's kale innards. Have you ever seen kale once it's been turned into a drink?
She's basically a smoothie in a cartilage form.
She's still a good person. And Dorinda's like, you're wrong about that one. And then she just points at the sky. That's one of my favorite Dorinda moves when she's really mad. She just starts pointing at the sky like, see? I told you, sky. I told you. I was walking here. There was a cloud shaped like a balloon, and I was telling him, I told you, Richard. I told you someone you was going to act like a goddamn asshole today. Why can't we just be friends, Cloud?
So there's... make it nice weather. So then, Luann and Ramona are just like, Dorinda, you just have to understand. Yeah, Dorinda, you have to understand. Sonia lives in the past. Yeah, Sonia lives in the past. That's just what she does. She lives in the past. And Dorinda, of course, is not having it. And then Ramona goes, She goes, let's face it, I'm freaked. Because she's concerned that this is going to ruin her Carol marathon party.
So
I'm
funny.
Freaked.
Let's face freak, it.
I'm say
freaked.
Love.
Be. Freak.
Aw, freak.
C'est bon.
That's me.
C'est bon. Lance just running down the driveway. Don't forget the c'est bon.
Don't leave. I made eggs a la Française.
And then when she goes inside, the girls are leaving. And Dorinda, of course, is all of a sudden, like, in a fine mood.
Yeah.
She's like, Sammy, that was fun. We need lunch. It was great. And Ramona's like, I don't care. I wanted to leave anyway. And then Luann's behind them in the driveway. And she just goes, vroom, vroom.
Vroom, vroom goes the car trolley. Zoom, zoom goes the airplane.
I'm caw, the Lorna caw Luft.
Goes the bird in the sky, and guess what? I'm flying first class.
I'll tell you who's been disrespected in this life. Lorna Luft.
So... I'll tell you who else has been disrespected. Lorna Dunes. What a great cookie.
All right, so we cut to some store. We're outside some store, and Bethany is with being followed by Tinsley
That's
and Carol.
That's the sound of footsteps. Yeah.
That's Beth Stone. That's Bethany Stone.
Yeah.
Frankelstone.
What's the matter? What's going on? Yeah.
Instead of cobblestone, there's Frankelstone on the street. It's just like, what's the matter? What you doing?
What's the matter? What's going on? Yeah.
And she really does walk out of the. She really does walk out of the store like that. She's like, oh my God, can you believe it? It's gorgeous out here. It's amazing. In the house, it's a quarter of a mile from town. Now, I wanted to do it with Frederick, but it's supposed to be half and half, and he wouldn't do half and half because it's the Hamptons. He said it's a quarter. I said, put your quarter in the goddamn Miss Pac-Man machine. I'll do it alone. What the hell? I'll just be Donkey Kong. I'll build it out of barrels.
Literally kill
so
me now.
I care.
Like, literally kill me now. Like, if you're not going to help me in this, like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go running around, eating up little bits until, like, a ghost finds just kills me. And then, like, with the ghost, if I get touched by a ghost, you know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to, like, fall back on my back and just, like, melt into the floor. That's what I'm going to do. Just, like, Pac-Man it up. My mouth's just going to open up, like, and it's dead. I don't care if it's a cherry.
Touched by an angel, that angel would be punched in the face. I'll tell you that right now. Okay, we're almost there. It's just
historical. What's going on with Donkey Kong anyway, huh? He's just throwing barrels? Like, what sort of monkey does that? Like, why is he throwing barrels? What sort of gorilla has barrels? Why isn't anyone controlling this gorilla? And, like, why are you running up? Like, how about this? Everyone just stay away from barrels. Just let him throw his barrels. He'll run out, okay?
Like, you know what? Like, if I was Donkey Kong, like, what's with all the ladders? Like, it's ridiculous. Like, I just had stairs. You know, that's how you add $1 million to a house in, like, less than 5 minutes, okay?
Yeah, honestly, you know what? I kind of like this Donkey Kong. He's kind of funny. Like, you know, I sort of like the way he throws barrels. Like, who the fuck? He doesn't give a fuck. He's dressed crazy. He's dressed crazy for this party. He's like Donkey Kong. Like, I like it.
So, Bethany's talking about buying this house and how Ramona didn't approve of it. And then we get the clue of Ramona going, oh, so it's her she wrote.
It's on the highway. Okay. And it is a very busy thoroughfare, for sure. Like, it is, but it's also a nice house. Someone's gonna buy it.
She said Hershey Road, right?
I don't think I heard Hershey Road. That sounds like a delicious course on Mario Kart. Speaking of video games, into like avoid like chocolate puddles.
Hold on, I have to look it up. Hershey Road, Hamptons. Nope, nothing came up. Hotels in Hershey, Hampton Inn, Hershey near the park. Okay, so anyway, she's like, I
would never Hershey Park after our Philadelphia show.
What?
Sorry. Coffee. Never mind.
Hershey? Hershey wrote? She's like, I would never buy south of the highway, okay? Sorry. It's my opinion.
No, not on.
Okay?
She wouldn't buy on the highway. You only want to buy south of the highway. You don't want to buy on the highway because it gets so busy. The traffic is so bad.
Buy south of the highway.
You buy south of the highway.
Oh.
You don't want to be on the highway because it gets very busy. And during the high season, what happens is it's just a nonstop traffic jam, okay?
Thank God you corrected me, because the next time I meet an old rich man, talk him into putting me in his will, and then kill him with a pillow, I won't be buying north of the highway just because I understood a housewife's quote wrong.
Yeah, I learned this all from my friends Neil and Nate, who live in the Hamptons. They're just great people. When I go and visit them, they teach me about all the ins and outs of the Hamptons highways, okay? Hi, Neil and Nate.
By the way, who would comment on something they've never seen? What an asshole. She just wants to make me mad. Like, Bethany, you know you're Bethany,
working.
Right?
Yeah, you're Bethany.
Bethany
by the way,
is the... Bethany... I think Bethany has suffered so much trauma over the years from being a housewife that she's just shattered into, like, different little personalities, and they don't remember what the other personality has done.
I actually am finding that Bethany is very she seems like she's in it this season, right? Like, there wasn't all the talk that Bethany barely wanted to shoot this season and that she was just, you know, like, people were getting aggravated with her. I feel like last season we saw it more where she was like, okay, I'm here. Okay, I'm gone. I feel like she's like hanging. She just seems to be sort of like participating so far, right?
More than usual, yeah. I think as long as she has, she'll go places as long as she can plug something there. You know, it's like, all right, we'll go to the Hamptons as long as we shoot this new house I'm selling. All right, well, we'll go to that restaurant as long as we can, you know, as long as I can put a dinner roll up to my ear and pretend it's a phone because I'm going to start selling dinner roll phones. Okay. Like she,
I already bought one.
I'm totally in for that, by the way. Yeah, me too.
Yeah. And Rose's like, I like that gag. Look, I'm going to do it with a glass of water. Oh my God, I just spilled water on myself.
Well, get it? You didn't hug
Dorinda. She
fills
up a glass of water to her ear and it all spills out. Get it? It's a visual. So Bethany starts showing off the house that she bought. And she's like, I like a place. She started doing Ramona voice. She's like, yeah, so I like a place that requires major work. So she's like, yeah, this is the kitchen. Okay, we're going to rip this all out. We're going to put in a kitchen nook. Okay, we're going to put in a nook. All right? You guys want to see the nook? The nook. The nook.
Like, this place needs so much work. Like, it's ridiculous. But people have no vision. You know? Like, I'm going to totally change it. Like, I'm going to paint this kitchen white. It's a white kitchen. And then I'm gonna redo this whole thing. It looks like it's just been redone. It looks
beautiful. The countertops are really strong in it. I was like,
I know. I actually noticed the countertops just for you. I was like, wow, I think Ben would approve of these countertops.
You're so right.
And sure enough, you did.
Now I have a question. Why did I write down
that movie
note?
Split? It took me a minute to think of what the movie was called. I'll think of my things like 10 minutes.
I'll tell you what movie
time.
She's not in. She's not, you know what movie she's not in? A Quiet Place. So they go in the backyard. And for some reason, I wrote this down. I don't know why. I just wrote Carol going, look at that. It's a built-in pool. Why did I write that down?
Was it a built-in pool? Because wasn't Bethany saying she's going to build? I think Bethany was saying she's going to build a pool. It's like, yeah, I think that's where the pool's going to go.
There was a pool cover. Yeah.
My God, you guys, what am I even watching sometimes?
Maybe like, you honestly, accidentally switched over to like Trading Spaces.
Oh my God. God. Okay, we're going to do a pool. You each have $102.
And they have to like get like a little like kiddie pool and like put like feathers on it.
Yeah, it's a pool made out of bird feathers.
Okay. So Carol calls Dorinda because Dorinda has now left this brunch where she's fuming. And Carol calls Dorinda. Dorinda picks up and Carol's like, hi, it's Carol. And Dorinda just answers by going, she's not a nice person. She's not. She went too far today. Too far.
It's like Carol doesn't even have a chance to say anything. It's like, ring, ring. Okay, she's not a nice person. And she says, yeah, you're losing your husband. Yeah, I'm sick of it. You know what it's like. Jesus Christ. It's like, is there interference? And Carol's like, on a scale of zero to batshit, that's batshit. Death isn't divorce. This is nothing like going to court and signing papers. Trust me on that.
I thought it was kind of weird that she opened up the phone conversation without congratulating me on running the marathon last week.
Meanwhile, of all people, Bethany is the one who's sympathetic to Sonia. Sonia has found a surprising ally in Bethany because Bethany's like, you know what? Honestly, I get it. Like, you know what? Sometimes it's bad. Like, her man's still, like, walking around this world, you know? And she's in love with him and she can't talk with him and he's walking around. You know what? Hey, you know what?
Well, she gets it because she's been divorced, so she's going to see that side, you know? But you can never go up against the people who've lost a husband. Like, you're wrong on that one, sister.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't want to go up against – I'm just – you know, I think that Bethany is just saying it's not that it's worse, but, like, hey, it's not like it's nothing. You know what's funny is that Dom was watching The View today, and they had a Hot Topic segment about this. They were like, last – they had a full Hot Topic segment where they were like – they showed all these clips, and it was like, you know, what's worse – what, I guess they were talking, like, is it as bad to – you know, go through divorces, lose a husband. So it was like Whoopi was weighing in and Sonny was weighing in and Meghan McCain and the blonde girl with the big lips. They're all just like weighing in. And I was like, this is hilarious that you guys are weighing in so seriously about this. Like, not even the show is taking it so seriously. Like, as usual, and what makes this show so great is that during the fight, the music was like, they got that little xylophone playing, you know?
Trying to compare Joy Behar leaving with Richard Dying. Not the same.
That's a shame. That's a shame.
But I'll bet Dorinda probably is still really sad that Joy Behar left. She's like, Joy!
Well, Joy's there. Oh, sorry, Joy was also talking. Joy left, they brought her back. And that's all I'll say about that, because
Joy Behar should be on this show. She's like the queen of So what? Who cares?
You know, yeah. Joy was saying she was trying to crack some jokes. She's like, I know some guys who it was easier for them when their husband died, huh? And then everyone's like, she's like, that was a joke.
I'd like to apologize to widows, nurses, again, firemen.
But then, like, whoever was in the it was kind of a dumb debate, because it's like, why are you debating this? Like, it's just two terrible things to have to go through. And then, of course, Meghan McCain was like, well, you know, Dorinda's husband got sick before he died, and it's a terrible thing to watch someone sick. And as someone who's watching, like, a loved one go through it, I was like, okay, all right, let's just, like, table this. Why are we debating it? It's terrible things to go through. Terrible things. It's not a hot topic contest.
Yeah, let's talk about Hot Pockets. Now, there's a hot topic.
Now, that's a hot topic.
So, speaking of hot topics, let's go over to Ramona's house in her huge bathroom.
You know what? Before we transition into the evening part of this show, because it's from this point on, the show just goes into overdrive, which is shocking because you think it's already in overdrive. I would like to do a very, very quick clear the phlegm. May I?
It'll be right after the word from our sponsors.
All right, now let's clear the phlegm.
How lucky are you to have me teach you about me? Clear the
phlegm. So this is when we check in on Caroline Fleming's Instagram. Caroline Fleming, formerly of Ladies of London, which was one of our favorite shows. She just has a hilarious Instagram. And one of our listeners, Poonam's mama, told us to check out her latest Instagram story. So I'm just going to play one 15-second clip that just is just classic Caroline Fleming. Let me know, Ronnie, if you can hear it, because, you know, sometimes the stuff I play, it does not come through. Okay, ready? Okay. You ready to hear this?
Yeah.
Okay.
Life is really quite... The first time this gorgeous woman dressed me, I was 16 years old. Here we are, only 10 years later. Wishful thinking, making yet another gown.
Even the music in the back is amazing. Well, I love that she PBSs herself.
Well, I love the way she, like, breaks into hysterics and then just stops. She's like, the last time this lady made a gown for me, I was 16 years old. Now, 10 years later, ha, 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 ha. Wishful thinking.
Stop. I saw this picture when I woke up today and was flicking through the Insta, and I was dying. It's her, I guess, in this gown. She's in some kind of like lacy gown type thing coming out of a VW bus. And it says, "It just started hailing. Rainstorm, rainstorm emoji," which is hysterical as we are doing... as we are doing a summer swim series at Viking Berlstein. Laughy cry emoji, laughy cry emoji. Thank the Lord we are Vikings. Pray, pray, pray emoji.
Well, it's kind of funny because this is a thematic. They match thematically, because she's cracking herself up in both posts. You know, she's like, "It just started raining. Ha 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 ha." Hysterical.
Have you seen this one with Sonia?
Caroline Fleming and Sonia?
I think it's Sonia. That's who it is,
okay,
right?
I'm gonna pull up the account, because I actually wasn't on the account. Oh my goodness.
Yeah,
okay.
I think it's Sonia. She says, "It looks like a prayer booth or a confessional, and Sonia's the preacher inside," but she doesn't at Sonia.
Oh, it looks like Sonia. It's not Sonia. It just looks like...
That looks exactly like Sonia.
Please read exactly what is happening, though. It looks like Sonia.
She's in a confessional. She's praying to Sonia, but Sonia's supposed to be the preacher, and she's praying back. Like they're giving each other like, prayer hands.
It's like in the movie Big, how there's the machine with like the fortune teller, except so imagine one of those machines, except it's a confessional and it's not the great what's his face. It's like a fake Sonya.
It's Sonya. How is that not Sonya? Okay.
It's not so Sonya. Her name is Getty Pia.
Pia Getty. She's like, magic is one of my favorite words.
Oh my god, this is amazing. Please continue.
It's like a watermelon radish to her, magic. She's like, if I could, I would be a fairy with a big magic wand. Thank you, my darling, at Getty Pia and at Lady Admiralty for spoiling us with the most precious weekend in your wonderful Sevilla. So many remarkable and extraordinary experiences, all organized so graciously and generously. Heart emoji. No periods. We all take home so many memories to treasure in our life's most special, quote, box, unquote, ellipses plus one period. Our hearts, period. In this moment of confession, I know me di padre, unquote. I think the picture says it all. Smiley face with hearts coming out of the eyes. Heart emoji. So funny. I love her all shit-eating right. grin at the confessional. Just like everybody at a confessional.
There's one where she is sitting in like a red shirt with like some, you know, massively expensive necklace. And she's just staring off to the side with geotag hotel d'Angleterre. Pretending I'm not sick. Dot, dot, dot. Do you agree or not? Power of, dot, dot, dot. Power of the mind. I believe we can believe ourselves to be anything we want and make it real. Love in my eyes emoji. Love in my eyes emoji. Love in my eyes emoji. Intrigued to hear your thoughts. Prayer emoji. Heart.
I'm intrigued to hear your thoughts.
Like, is she sick or is she not sick? Okay, we could go on and on, but we actually have a very vital rest of our recap to do. So let's close up.
Clear the phlegm.
That's funny. God, that is the gift that keeps on giving. I confess, I love this segment.
But you know, the thing is this, like it all comes from a place for me of like just total reverence because I just am obsessed with her because she is so beautiful and glamorous and lives this like beyond privileged lifestyle that I can't even be mad at her. I just love the privilege that is her life. It's just, it's everything. Like I just bow down at the altar of Fleming.
Oh, Flems. Okay, so now we are with Ramona and Dorinda in Ramona's gigantic bathroom in the Hamptons. And
she's like, my favorite word is magic.
I must confess, I love this bathroom, okay?
It just started to hail. Isn't that hysterical?
Do you agree and not agree, okay?
Okay, yes. So Ramona and Dorinda are doing their makeup before Ramona's big marathon party for Carol.
Yeah, she's like, can you believe this house? I told him I wanted south of the highway and a tennis court. And Dorinda goes, you really suck on that south of the highway thing. And she's like, yeah, because why buy stocks? You can't live in a stock. What do you do? I can't use it. It's like a piece of paper. Like, what are you going to do with that? And plus, with this, I get to rent it tax-free. Okay? And Dorinda's like, tax-free, what are you doing that? It's crazy.
I used to get so mad at my accountant when he'd ask about my median income. I said, no, I want to live south of the highway, not on the median. And he's like, no, it's about your income. I was like, oh, sorry.
It's the same reason when I go see when I go do shows on television, I rent the dresses that I wear there and then return them within 2 weeks so I don't get charged taxes.
And they're like, Ramona, why are you dressed as Britney Spears again for this marathon dinner party? Whoa, I don't want my money in stocks and bonds. What is that? It's a piece of paper. House goes up in value. I mean, I bought it for X amount. It's gone up 7 times. It's like the best use of money at all, and hopefully it'll never get destroyed in natural disaster.
Unlike the banks, these girls don't give me enough credit, okay? I grew up with I grew up with nothing. Now look at me. Look what I've earned. A giant bathroom. I did this by myself, okay?
I'm a businesswoman first, okay? Whoa, that's crazy. This reminds me of this one time I was applying to Wharton Business School, And then Geraldine Parsons-Smith said, you know what you should apply to? Warts Business School, because that's all your face is, a bunch of warts. And I was like, oh my God, that's devastating. What if she's right? And to this day, I've never been able to go to a business school. Okay, I'm sorry. But let's face it. For me, MBA stands for Masters of Being Artsy. Okay?
Well, I didn't know about warts, but you got some makeup on your boobs. She's like, oh yeah, blow me, baby. Blow me one more time. All right, she's trapped in Brittany already, right? So Carol and Tinsley are chilling pre-party, talking about what they're going to wear. And Carol's like,
fashion, that's what. I'm going to wear fashion. High fashion.
Fashion. Booby-dooby-boop, boop, boop. Fashion.
David, quiet over there, non-Pandora station-owning Radzeville.
Well, you might be singing about fashion, but I'm singing fame. What's a man got to do to be famous? Have a Pandora station, that's what. Hashtag Bowie forever.
Kirkria. I knew a boy named Kirkria. Hey, Kirk, do you think we should put end tables here? I know it's crazy, okay? But, you know, the girls like to put down drinks places. Like, they don't go with my new look, but whatever, Kirk. And he's like, okay, let me do that for you. I was like, this guy is perfect for Ramona. Book him.
I'd also like to mention that all the careful wiring that the artists did earlier last episode has fallen apart because the TV in her living room is just like a jumble of wires hanging out. It's like big, saggy old man balls, except they're wires and cables instead.
I hope that everything they did just falls out of closets and falls on her head. Like, what an asshole for making them do that. They're like, fuck this.
Well, my caregiver didn't put the cables in properly.
She's walking around like barking orders at the catering people and Kurt, who is supposedly her new boyfriend, but he's
is it Kurt
of,
or Kirk?
I don't know. I said Kirk at first, but then I wrote down Kurt, so I don't know.
I think it's Kirk.
And then I wrote down leather skirt, and I'm like, oh my God, what is the world trying to tell me? It's Kurt.
Yeah. So so she's barking around and Dorinda's there, obviously, and then Dorinda sees the setup for the potatoes. She's like, oh, this is how I make my potatoes. This is exactly how I have it all laid out. This is exactly how I make my potatoes. I'm like, you boil them just like every single other person. It's like, there's not a lot of complexity to it.
Did you catch Ramona walking around in circles going, is there a tag on that? Oh my God, my eyes have such nerves.
No, I didn't notice that.
She's but like pointing to the oven. Does that have a tag on it? Like, you didn't even pay for your oven. She probably stole that from Regis from Kelly and Ryan or whatever.
You mean our Instagram friend Kelly and Ryan? So
you mentioned a person one time. Kelly fucking Rip is gonna be in my head now for weeks.
Well, good, because she's our friend now. I started following her after it. I was like, maybe like I sent her a heart, by the way. I was like, heart, because I thought maybe she'd be like, oh my God, that's so funny. And then I thought maybe she might do a story like, you guys, I tagged Watcher Crappins. That's like a podcast. I thought like we're going to have like a thing, because that's where my brain works. And then nothing happened. And
no,
I'm like,
oh. I have a feeling it's just that an assistant got fired. I'm pretty sure that was like an assistant mistake, not a Kelly Rippa mistake.
It was the guy who was supposed to turn on the fan on Beyonce and forgot to. You saw that video?
No, but that's hilarious. I thought that was just made up, but that sounds like a real thing.
No, there's like a video of Beyonce, perhaps at Coachella, where she's like walking around and then there's like a fan on stage, like sort of by the side. And she walks up to it and she like turns it on and aims it at her hair. And her hair's like, and then a guy comes running over. And everyone's like, oh, he got fired and became Kelly Ripa's assistant.
I love how Beyonce works. She's like, I need giant fans wherever I am. It's for my hair.
God
like,
bless.
Sure, honey.
So yeah. Ramona, the Beyonce of this house, is like, whoa, look at me. I'm going to make mashed potatoes too. And they like give her like this like bowl of like the cooked potatoes and she starts mashing it. And it was like, watching Ramona making mashed potatoes is like watching like Robin Roberts at a cooking segment on Good Morning America. She's like, whoa, okay, so now what do we do next? Okay, I'm going to mash. Look how funny this is. Oh, I'm mashing. Tell me about your book, okay? Great. I pushed this a few times. Now you can have it back.
What goes better with tuna tartare than potatoes the way we're making them now? I could do this so easily at home. He's like, I'm doing it at home. Stop taking credit for my work.
And Dorinda's just watching. She's like, okay, add the salt. Okay, now throw some over your shoulder for good luck. She just throws the salt in Dorinda's face.
So good. So the guests start coming, and Ramona is talking to her friend, Judge Reinhold, and his wife, whatever her face is. And she's like, listen here, Judge Reinhold. I know that you've dealt with Bette Midler before, but these girls are a little heated, okay? I mean, it's like today, okay? We were having lunch, and there were four of us. I think five of us. Four or five. I'm a businesswoman. Don't question me, Judge Reinhold.
Judge Reinhold, I have a question. I can never tell. Are you Judge Reinhold or are you Steve Gutenberg? It's so hard to tell sometimes.
I know you must get asked this at every party you go to, Judge Reinhold, but whatever happened to Helen Slater, okay?
Did she and Christian ever get divorced?
Okay.
Hey, Judge, can you tell me where Kelly LeBrock is these days? Thank you.
At Watch What Crappens. Whoops.
At... Hey, Ali Sheedy. Good to see you again. So, Ramona's like, my friends can get heated. She's like, for instance, earlier today, Dorinda was about to, and then Dorinda just walks, like, hey, you're talking about me? You're saying? She's like, oh, yeah. I was just saying we can get heated. And nothing about you in particular, just saying we can get heated. Like those mashed potatoes I was making, okay?
Yeah, my friend doesn't know you. So I was just explaining your heatedness, you know? And that's why you got salt in your eye. I was telling you what Sonia did to you. And then she goes, you're talking behind my back? And the friend goes, oh, God, I hate when that happens. And Dorinda laughs. And she's like, hey, hate when that happens.
Oh, God, I love Dorinda. Love Dorinda. I just have to say, I don't know why right this moment I have to say it, but like, I think maybe it's just watching her overseeing the potatoes. I just love her. I just love Dorinda.
And just how she laughs at herself throughout this whole episode is hilarious. It's like she goes from the highest of high to the lowest of low. It's like she's screaming, why can't we just be friends? You know?
I know. So but she should still be so... like oddly relatable, like she feels like she could be all of our friends, and she has this like maternal quality. Like I do believe that she's made potatoes many, many times. You know, like just I don't believe Ramona's ever made potatoes. You know, just in that way.
Why would I? I'm a businesswoman. Give me some credit, okay? So John comes over, and Dorinda's like, "What is she bright? Look, everyone, it's John. Wow." Thanks for telling John about this. God damn it, Ramona, I'm gonna fucking kill you.
Yeah, and I guess he brought something because I think, was it Ramona who goes, hi, you didn't have to bring anything. Are you silly? Silly Willy? Is that Ramona who said that?
Yeah. You don't have to bring me anything, you silly Willy Dilly. And then Carol and Tinsley come in, and Carol is wearing like a bodysuit that looks like a body tattoo.
Yeah, it was like a costume I once got at Halloween City, okay? Like literally, I once... got a costume because I needed the wig, and the wig came with a body tattoo thing. I'm like, she paid $15 for that, I guarantee, even though it's probably like $5,000.
She's like, it is high fashion.
Yeah. She also walks in with like no fanfare. She sort of enters like a side door, it looked like, and everyone's like, oh, Carol. Oh, hi. Nice to meet you. My name is Robert Ballyface.
Yeah.
And I heard you ran a marathon. Congratulations. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Wow.
And she's like, oh, hello. Like, she's so mad that there's not like a congratulations, Carol. You finished a marathon and got a body tattoo, you know?
Yeah. And then Bethany walks in and she doesn't even do her normal like, hi, what's going on? What's the matter? What's going on? Hi. She just walks in and goes, huh, that's a lot for the Hamptons. Huh? That's a lot for the Hamptons. Hi. It's a lot. Meanwhile, she's there with Dennis, who's wearing the craziest color block sweater I've ever seen. It's like bright blue on the front, yellow on the back. There's like a tiger on one side. It's like, I don't know, someone from Benetton died and was like came back as this zombie sweater.
Yeah, and he's like, Bethany hates his sweater. It's Gucci. She keeps throwing them out, and I have to keep going out there and finding them again. He talks like some kind of goon from back in the day, you know, like from the 20s. He's like, hey, you know, you're going to pay me? You're gonna give me a little money to keep protection? Hey, hey.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, what horse you want to bet on? Carol's like, the only horse I bet on is me. I'm having a major Hamptons moment.
In the marathon of life, sometimes you have to put on a bad body tattoo shirt.
Unlike body tattoos, friends are temporary. Wait a minute.
In the marathon of life, sometimes you go to marathon parties that aren't very well themed, and they're just sort of like regular parties, and those parties in and of themselves are sort of boring, so they're sort of like marathons at the end of the day.
So Dennis and John are meeting for the first time after John tells Carol, oh, yeah, the only thing messing up that body tattoo is your clothes over it. Take them off, honey. You know, he's like classy as ever.
Yeah.
And Dennis is like, oh, yeah, yeah, me and you, we met in a bar once, huh? And John's yeah, like, yeah. And John's like, huh, that must have been a good night.
So Luann and Sonia arrive, and Carol, I guess she sees Sonia, she's like,
well, she looks normal from the outside.
I'm like, well, at least she's not wearing a body tattoo shirt. So Luann's back in braids, which I really like her braids. I don't know what type of braids they are. They sort of look like cornrows, but they're not. They're like French braids, I think. Is that what those are? Those French braids? I don't know. So she's in braids, and she's wearing some hot pink fuchsia, something or other, that seems like it has like feathers coming out of like,
yeah, she's got
areas.
Like a feathered collar and feathered sleeves. She's like, hello girls, it's me. It's me.
Why are you doing your own doon doon to doons?
Shut up over there, Radzivill. Keep quiet, body tattoo crazy lady.
Quiet, Radzivill.
So then Sonia comes in, and she's just had a terrible day with all these girls. So she's like, I don't care. I'm just going to be me. Because I have friends in the Hamptons.
Okay. Like, great. Coming off the antidepressant, you know. So, and Bethany is like fashion police. She's like, what the fuck are we wearing, huh? Carol, what the fuck are you wearing? Luann, what the fuck are you wearing? And what the fuck am I wearing? What the fuck are we wearing? What's the matter? What's going on? We're wearing all this fucking stuff. What's going on? It's crazy. Dennis? Huh? Yeah.
She goes, I mean, Sonia looks like half a whore, but, you know, she's the best of all of us.
So Sonia's like, half a whore. Half a whore. Why can't you? Half a whore. So Sonia's like, well, you know, I had a nice cry today. You know, Dorinda had one of her boozy brunches. You know how that goes. I'm like, okay, relax.
It's like, yeah, yeah. How did it happen? You know, I was showing my historical house, which I'm going to turn into a $1 million profit. So what happened with you today? And Sonia's like, well, you know, she said she lost her husband. And I said, I'm so sorry about that. And Bethany's like, well, you know, I get it. You know, like, she lost a husband. You lost a husband. Like, different ways, but, you know.
Yeah. I mean, how did I know she meant Richard? I thought she meant, like, one of those husband pillows, you know? I've lost many of those pillows before.
I mean, a butler pantry isn't literally for butlers to live in. It's just a place where you make drinks.
I thought she meant she lost out on majoring in animal husbandry. That's all.
So Sonia comes over, and Ramona and Sonia still with Bethany, and Sonia goes, why don't you stand up for me, Ramona? I can't believe you. How could you? And Ramona's like, look, okay, like, this is what happened. You said your dead husband is even fat when he's dead. What a stupid man Richard was. What a gross piece of crap. And I was just saying, she's like, I didn't say that. The way people remember everything is so hilarious. It's like they all have Ronnie memories on these shows.
So yeah, they're all talking in like a pack, and then Dorinda and Tinsley are sort of in a different part of the room. Tinsley's like, I hear yelling. And Dorinda's like, yeah, why don't you go say something? You should say something. That's what you should do. Go say something. Find out what they're yelling about. Go say something. She's like, stirring the pot.
She's like, yeah, but they're talking about other stuff. And I don't want to bring my stuff into their stuff because that's like too much stuff. Like, I want my own time for my stuff. And Dorinda's like, just go on and do it. Now's your moment. Now's your time to make your splash, Tins. She's like stage mothering Tinsley to go start
exactly.
a fight. So good.
Exactly. Go and talk to the other girls. Make friends. So then Ramona's like, one thing I'm learning is if I upset someone, I try to stop and move on. I'm like, since when, Ramona? The queen of, well, I'm sorry that you're in hardcore porn. Anyway, yeah. You want to talk about the hardcore porn? We don't have to talk about it. Can we talk some more about the hardcore porn? But you're in hardcore porn.
And Sonia's like, yeah, but my movie deal. And Ramona's like, let it go and move on. Let it go and move on.
Take a Xanax.
And Ramona's like, I mean, Dorinda's like, yeah, that was the line, take a Xanax. Like, remember me a couple of years ago? Stirring the pot. Take Max. Why can't we just be friends?
My favorite part about Xanax is it's a palindrome. 3, 2, 1. One way or the other. Spelled the same. Do you feel me? Feel me? Feel me? Feel me?
Dinner time. So it's a buffet. And Carol and Luann are stuck at the table together, which is awkward. And she's like, I'm waiting for the line to die down. I learned that when I started selling tickets, you know. And then Carol's like, I thought this was going to be like Downton Abbey, where we were getting served by people. And she's like, well, what's a... And Dorinda goes, what's the fanciest party you've ever been to? And she goes, well, one where they turned down the lights a little bit. Jeez.
Sorry, Carol. No matter how dim the lights are, your shirt is still way too bright for this party.
Yeah, no kidding.
So, yeah, Carol's like,
I thought it was a marathon party, but it's just a family-style buffet.
I'm like, okay, relax. It's a party in your honor. It's not like there's going to be, you know, like all the decorations are going to be marathon-themed. Just chill out for a second. You already know it's pasted on theme anyway, so just enjoy it.
She actually said, there's no memorabilia from the marathon. It's like, oh my god, shut up.
Yeah,
you're enough. You'd fucking talking about the marathon as a marathon in itself. Just shut up there with your fucking marathon, you asshole.
I do want to congratulate my childhood friend Whitney Oland, who came to our Boston show, who did run the Boston Marathon last week, and she put it on Facebook. So I do want to congratulate her. I'm just saying though, Whitney's not being crazy, right?
Yeah, I mean that's different. You know, you put it on Facebook. Carol probably puts it on Facebook every goddamn day.
It's been 17 days since I ran the marathon in all caps.
And nothing compares, nothing compares to a marathon.
All right, marathon man, quiet down over there.
Quiet down, I'm the one with the Pandora station. You have not been approved. So Ramona gives a toast to Carol. She's like, I mean, seriously? I mean, seriously? That you did this marathon? I mean, I work out all the time. I could never do it. I mean, I'm in great shape. I mean, I look at me and I'm like, hey, there's an in-shape lady, and I look at you, and I'm like, look, it's a piece of seaweed with lips, and yet you ran a marathon. That's a great accomplishment, okay?
And Bethany's like, all right, then you do one. You go ahead, you do one. And she goes, okay, Bethany, let's do one together. She goes, God, if I have to see your fucking face every day, I'll fucking kill myself in the middle of the goddamn marathon. Everyone's like, oh!
And Carol goes,
I need to have a marathon party, a real one.
I'm like, come on.
Sounds fun, Carol.
There's no such thing. Yeah.
Sounds great, like all your parties. Okay, let's list the parties Carol's had. She made everybody gather together to watch Hillary lose. Real fun, Carol. She had one for her board meeting thing when she was going to try and be a board member in her apartment. What the fuck else have you ever done for anybody ever, Carol? Please.
Yeah. Maybe a new couch party. So Dorinda's like, hey, Dennis, tell me about your hair loss. I love a bald man. I love a man who's really bald. And they cut to John with his hair. He's like,
with his really bad comb over, his refusing to go bald hair.
Richard had a bald head. If Richard were alive, I'd still be with him right now. Right, John? Right, John?
Yeah, but I lost my hair in golf. The losing team had to shave their heads, and they never came back. And she's like, yeah, I love that. My husband was bald, Richard. You hear that song? Is that okay? Is it okay that Richard was bald? You got anything to say?
Yeah. And then Bethany's like, you know, to be fair, you know, Dorinda does talk about Richard a lot. And then they have the whole montage of Dorinda talking about Richard, which I feel like I give it to her because I think death is – I think the grieving process is a big, long process, and so I give it to her, but it was kind of funny to see her talking about Richard so much.
Amazon Prime, that's when Richard died, in his prime. Hey, what is that, a water fountain? Every time someone drinks from a water fountain, I think of Richard because he loved arches, and that's how the water comes out.
He also loved the Amazon, so Amazon Prime hits on two different ways. Now this is probably the highlight of the episode, right? Because Luann basically becomes a talk show host and she's like, so Bethany and Dennis, when did you guys meet? I'm like 1988 or whatever. Oh, wow. So, how did you meet anyway? I'd love to hear your love story. Tell us the origin story of your love story.
You know how they met.
Tinsley. She goes, no, I don't. She goes, well, you assumed that you did. Remember when you assumed that you did and you made an ass out of you and you?
Yeah, like, and then we see.
No. Don't remember that.
We get a flashback to 2016 at the reunion where Luann's like, well, everyone knows, Bethany, you're dating a married man. You've been dating him for quite a while. You're just a mistress slut. That's what you are. 3, 2, 1, mistress slut. Mistress slut. I don't know what to say about the mistress slut. And now she's back here. She's like, well, I don't know how they met.
No, I don't know. Who are you talking about? Are you talking to me, or is there another Lou around here? Because I'm going to sue that bitch for infringing on my trademark.
So Bethany's like, yeah, what's the matter? What's going on? Remember when you said that I started an affair with this man? He was like married. Remember I said starting an affair with a married man? She's like, well, yes, of course, when you did that. Like, yeah, well, this is him right here. And then he goes,
oh. And then she grabs at her fur collar, which is now suddenly really tight, which it is really tight. She literally puts her hand under her fur collar and like starts like pulling it out like, oh.
And then Bethany's like, you know, you can apologize to him. And the woman goes, apologize for what?
I blacked out that whole thing. And she's like, for saying something that's not true, that was a lie. And she goes, okay, Dennis. I'm sorry, Dennis. Dennis, I'm sorry, okay? I was simply making pleasantries and asking them how they met. It's called manners.
Let's call class with the Countess. I'm sorry, Dennis. She called him Dennis. I'm so sorry, Dennis.
I'm sorry that when I talked about you, you weren't Dennis with your marriage, Dennis. I was just making a rhyme. It's what songwriters
do. It's pleasantries, Bethany. Pleasantries. Maybe it's something you should investigate. Pleasantries. Skinny girl pleasantries. How about that? Oh, I guess you're going to take credit for coming up with pleasantries. Once again. Stolen from me, like my haircut and my brand that I gave you.
So cut to Dorinda, who is just laughing her fucking face off in the diary room. She's like,
as we
it's
all.
Like someone went and took...
It was an amazing faux pas on Luann's part, and her unflinching reaction of just going, oh, yes. It's like, oh, well, I'm sorry, Dennis. I'm sorry. And he's like, it's fine.
Oh, you want to die on this hill, Dennis? Really?
Listen, Dennis, I'll give you some VIP tickets to my hashtag Countess and Friends performance in June.
At the Catalina. So Ramona goes pee or whatever, and it leaves a space in between Sonia and Lou. So Lou reaches out her hand. She's like, how are you doing?
Put your foot in your mouth also, huh?
And then Sonia's like, well, here I am, literally again, at the end of the table, and Dorinda the meddler is in the center of the table, as usual. And then they show the table, and Sonia's right next to Ramona, who's in the center of the table.
Yeah.
And Dorinda's at the end of the table. What is Sonia even talking about?
No, because basically on one half the table is the entire cast having conversations, and then Sonia's on the other half talking to randoms. Like just, that's why she said, I'm with the friends, you know? And she says it to their face, like, you know, to make them feel like total, you know, second-class citizens.
Yeah.
So Sonia starts talking about Rocco, and then she's like, well, you know, Rocco, you have to be very, like, you know, he's very, you know, he has these ideas and these feelings, whatever.
Yeah, he wants to just buy milk. He's going to buy the whole farm. Oh, Rocco. Yeah. And Dorinda goes, there's no Rocco, Sonia, okay? There's no Rocco.
Now, here's the thing that at the end of last episode, Dorinda hated that Sonia was making blanket, like, generalizations about people. I'm like, Dorinda, you're kind of doing that about Rock. I mean, you're right. You're totally right. We agree. But you're kind of doing the same thing about Sonia. But either way, like, yeah, there's no Rocco.
There is a Rocco. We've seen him.
But, like, meaning that there's no, like, they don't have a relationship. He just shows up to be on camera. So then Ramona's like, no, don't do it. Don't do it, Dorinda. Okay, Dorinda, count to 10. And she's like, okay. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. There's no Rocco. You're not dating Rocco.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Still not dating Rocco. 1, -0, -1, -2, -3, -4, -5. Liar, liar, whore on fire.
Liar, whore on fire.
Oh, my God, that rings. Do you mind if I write that down in my little songwriter's notebook?
I'll contact ASCAP, see if you can get a credit.
And Bethany's like, ding, ding, ding. And Ramona goes, please don't ding on my glasses, okay? And she goes, oh, I'll replace them, Ramona. Oh, I can't, because I'll have to go back to the fucking 70s to find them.
So Sonia's saying, like, you know, I don't lie. I don't lie. And Tinsley's like, you lie all the time. And Tinsley's like, she's like, don't say my boyfriend is paying for everything. I'm not even with him right now. And Tony goes, she's lying.
She's lying. Don't talk about me.
I don't. Oh, yeah. And how did she pay for the gift certificate? How did she pay, Sonia? And she goes, her boyfriend paid for it. That's how she paid for it. And she's like, oh, you know what? Do you want my money? Okay, then I'm going to give you money. I have a check. I have a check. Yeah. You just shut your mouth and shut your legs, too, because I have a check. Does anyone have a pen?
Like, yeah, she's someone who never rents the catering staff.
I don't have a pen in here. You guys are waiters. You guys take orders. You have a pen. I just need a pen.
And Kurt runs around and finds her a pen. I mean, that really is going to be a husband one day, Kurt.
Yeah. So Bethany is now trying to make that toast. And I was like, be careful. That came from HomeGoods. You never know if it's going to be there again. So Tinsley writes this check. And as she's writing the check, Sonya's like, listen, Connor, you know, was waiting on her hand and foot for months and months, you know, picking brown ice out of her soda. And you know what? He has a birthday party and he didn't get anything from Tinsley.
Oh, God. She's so ridiculous. So Tinsley comes back and slams the check down. She's like, there's your check. And she goes, well, sure, it's a check, but who pays for that? Mommy. And Carol's like, why are you saying that? You know, Carol, who's also living off a family fortune. But who is somebody to say that? Like, you were a hostess someplace.
No, Tinsley's like and Tinsley's absolutely right, too, by the way. If you get a gift, you get a gift. You know, it's not like it's rude to be like, who paid for that? That's really rude. Like, Sonia should just accept her gift and be happy that she has it. And Sonia, of course, is like, I don't want your money. I want your love. I'm like, oh, God. Oh, God. Come on, Sonia. This is, and by the way, when Sonia's doing all this is when Bethany picks up a dinner roll. It's like, hold on, Sonia, I have another call. Okay, what's the matter? What's going on? You seem to always tonight. Get it.
And then Bethany goes, listen, she gave a big donation to my charity, all right? She gave a huge donation. She's like, and who paid for that, Mommy? Yeah. You know what? On a second thought, who cares where it comes from? That's not the point. And she's like, there, you answered your own questions. Thank you, dinner roll phone. Thank you. Another point made again.
So then Bethany takes Tinsley's check for Sonia and just burns it in the candle. And Tinsley's like, no, I want to pay her, Bethany. Stop it.
So Luann's like, well, this whole situation was laughable. And Bethany putting that check in the fire was a punchline to the joke. Well, thanks. Then it just cuts to Dorinda and she's like, that's it. Ding, one sloops, ding.
So Ramona's like, listen, Sonia, you just need to apologize, okay? Just apologize. Even if it's like, don't believe it. Just if someone's upset, just say I'm sorry. Just say I'm sorry, okay? And Sonia's like, well, you're a fake apologizer. This is why no one believes you. And I was like, sorry, Kurt, I'm sorry that people are screaming.
Ramona's face, she just kept twitching her face like, Sonia's like, she's the apologizer, okay? She puts a wall up, like, it's too dirty, it's too much, I just can't fight like this. I just don't get it. So this is what happens when people sober up, you know? Their Sonia's come out.
Yeah, well, Sonia, I'm not sure, is totally sober at the moment. I think she went off to a foreign country, and she got a little work, a little something done on the face, and she basically is on painkillers in the recovery, and we just have her back in her loopy state, and she's, like, trying to detox a little bit, and she's not fully there yet.
So Ramona to Kurt, she's like, oh, my God, Kurt, I'm so embarrassed. These are my friends. You had to see all that stuff. Kurt's like, oh my God, people were like screaming. They were screaming, will you marry me?
So then Ramona goes and gets a cake for Carol. She comes back in with it. She goes, congratulations to you. Congratulations to you. Congratulations to you. Congratulations to you. And Luann just goes, awesome.
You know, that song is now available under public domain, because it was written so long ago. I know that because I'm a singer! So Bethany,
nice original twist, Ramona. You're not getting a Pandora station anytime soon, if you ask me.
So Bethany leans over to Carol and she goes, see, you were wrong, Carol. You were wrong about the intentions of this party. She got a cake, okay? She got a cake. And Carol's like, oh, Ramona, you didn't have to, and you barely did. Look at you. Cake is a nice try, but as far as a themed party to celebrate my marathon run, I give an F. Oh, fuck off. You know, that cake officially put Ramona so far ahead of you as far as what you've ever fucking done for anybody ever. Okay?
I kind of...
She wrote a check to Puerto Rico.
Part of me feels like the producers are setting Carol up. I feel like the producers were like, hey, Carol, can you just like say something about the party, how there was like the bad theme? Just say something really funny. It'll play really well. And they got her to say all this like annoying stuff about how there wasn't enough marathon theme. And now she looks like an asshole.
She really does look like a total asshole.
Yeah.
So now Sonia's like, Dorinda, I'm going to leave soon, but can we have some time alone? Just, you know, girl to girl time. She's like, yeah, Jesus fucking God. All right. So they go over and talk, you know, talk in the kitchen. She's like, we've both suffered a loss, is my point. And it's not going to go away, Dorinda. It's not just going to go away. And she's like, oh, geez, I'm making you cry. Did I say something? Clip.
Yeah. Dorinda's like, it's not that you haven't moved on. It's just you need to move on more. Like, you've only moved like an inch. You need to move like a few feet. That's all. That's all I'm saying. Move some more. Keep moving. Keep it moving. Come on. Keep it moving.
And Sonia's like, well, look, I just miss my husband, and I don't want to let go of that happy memory, and that's why I say it's like he died. You know, I was having a bad day. I'll give you that. I came off this antidepressant, and Dorinda's just Guiana, like fixing her. Guinea. She's fixing Sonia's dress for her. Like, hey, God damn, you're a mess. I even got to fix you while I'm forgiving you. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. So now it's the next morning. It's Dorinda and Ramona in the morning. And it's like breakfast, the two of them hanging around the house, just making coffee. And Ramona's like, whoa, I can't believe that I like John. It took me like 4 years, and I had to get used to body odor and sweat. But guess what? He really is a great guy, okay?
Look, he sent me this picture of us. I'm standing in front of him, and his arms are around my womb. Isn't this nice? It's like, well, boyfriend, girlfriend. And Dorinda's like, ugh. And then remember I told John he couldn't stay over. And you were like, why don't you stay over? And I was like, it's no one to stay over, so say. What is that?
Big By way, I really hope that Dorinda tore some sconces off the wall. I just really hope. I think that's one thing that we're still waiting to see if that has happened, because she deserves it. She deserves to tear down some sconces.
Oh, so good. So she's like, okay, let's move on to the patio so that when I rent my property, everybody will see it. Think, yeah, wow, I could live there for less than 2 weeks. Okay.
So she's and by the way, we should mention that Dorinda lately she loves John, but she's been feeling like she's grown a lot. And when she's with John, she's a little tense. So perhaps setting up some stuff for later in the season. Anyway, yeah. Yes, so they go outside.
She's like, I've grown so much. So Ramona is like, okay, I have something to tell you. But first, I want to ask you how you're doing and what you're up to. I'm like, who is teaching Ramona to be a human being? This is really weird watching Ramona like try and have manners. I'm not very comfortable.
Dorinda's like, well, you know, that's very good. Okay, let me read you what I got. Sonia sent me a text, and this is what it says, okay? You're a bitch, Ramona. You never stand up ever for me. You cannot compare each other's pain, period. You could have cleared it up because you know the truth. You know I never cheated on my husband, or I loved him, and I could not stay with him. It was extremely difficult for me, and you did nothing at brunch to defuse it, okay?
It's verbally waterboarding. It's verbally waterboarding.
Yeah. You have no limits. Friendship means nothing to you. You need help. I waste my time bonding with you. You have nice walls, but you like better wallpaper in my house. I didn't make my own mashed potatoes. I have bad seating arrangements. What is she saying? It's crazy.
Hearing Ramona read was one of my favorite things in life.
Yeah.
That was so funny. It was almost as good as listening to Giselle Reed on The Real Housewives of Potomac recently. And Dorinda's like, she's been through 12 years. It's like a present-day grief for something that shouldn't be part of her life remotely. She acts like his glasses are still on the nightstand. I'm like, okay, Dorinda.
They probably are, by the way.
Well, Dorinda's, I think, are, which is what she's alluding to. It's like, oh, good. So she's like, look, I lived grandly, but I don't anymore. I just want to live today. With Richard. I'm going to live with Richard today.
And Ramona's like, I can't relate to her anymore. She just doesn't listen. I'm like, you're Ramona. You're Ramona Singer.
And she goes, and then she calls me an unfeeling POS. And you know what? Like, I found out that means a piece of shit.
I thought it meant pleasant on Sundays, which is true.
Personally, so then, yeah, of... fish Plenty of fish, okay? Dating
plenty
website.
Of ships.
I'm single and ready to mingle.
So then Dorinda's like, yeah, she actually, that says something that she sent that text. She actually wrote it and pressed send and then was like, wait a second, I don't have enough reception. So she walked around the room and then pressed send again and it didn't come back. So she had to send it as a green bubble instead of a blue one and she sent it still, okay?
She chose to send it in text form.
What's that old saying? Say it, forget it, write it, regret it. I'm like, I've never heard it before, but I really appreciate it.
Yeah, words to live by. And Ramona goes, you are so right.
So say it right, remember it. Say it wrong, dismember it. That's a saying too, right? Yeah, I don't think it says fish mine.
You know what they say? You leave the chips open, you put a clip on them. Clip. Remember when I said that? Remember when I said stir in the pot? Stir
you know,
in the pot.
Someone had a really hilarious tweet this week. I forget, one of our listeners forwarded it to us. But someone had a theory about the reason why Real Housewives of New York is so good is that it's like a video game and that like each – there's like four areas where everyone has their strengths, you know? So you got the Hamptons, the Berkshires, Vacation, and something else. Okay, everyone did. But I was like – the Hamptons, I feel like the Hamptons power is kicking in. This is what, although Dorinda's, it's funny because Dorinda's not as crazy in the Berkshires. It's other people who are crazy. But in the Hamptons, Dorinda goes nuts. And Sonia
yeah.
too.
Yes.
Okay, that was a really uninformed, like very uninteresting aside. I apologize.
No, it wasn't. I'm so sorry. I was scrolling through here to see what was happening.
Can you hear my stomach growling, by the way? Because my stomach is growling like crazy. I apologize if everyone's like, what is that noise? My
right,
stomach is like, oh.
It, don't eat, your stomach starts growling.
Yeah, stomach's got to say something too, you know? Write it, regret it, digest it, forget it.
So now we're at the Tipping Rose where there's going to be a brunch. And Carol's like, do you have place cards? Because it's going to get ugly in here. So they try and seat everybody, and they put Sonia at the end of the table, of course, because
right.
she's going to piss everybody off. And so when Sonia comes last, and when she comes in, she's like, hello, girl. She's like, ooh. Her face looks like this. Ooh. And she's wearing some weird Carmen Sandiego outfit.
Yeah.
Am I making it up that she's wearing, like, some felt hat or something? In my mind, she looks just like Carmen Sandiego.
She has some sort of international burglar kind of look to her. And what's funny is that Carol put Sonia and Ramona at the end because she's like, oh, that's perfect. They get along. Not realizing that, like, this text happened and now Ramona is furious. So, and also I'd like to point out that at the next table over, there was, like, a young child. And I was like, oh, gosh. This is not a child friendly thing that's about to happen. This is not going to be good. This will not be good.
Well, neither is them having children, and they've mostly all got them. So there you go.
So yeah, Ramona cannot believe that she's sitting across from her. She's like, I have to look at her face, especially now that she sent that text POS, which I realized means piece of shit. We're like, yes, we know. I just discovered AF means as fuck. I thought it meant Abercrombie and Fitch, okay?
And Sydney's like, oh, well, look at Ramona. Well, I guess she got my text. And that text meant goodbye. That is the kiss of death. Hasta la vista, baby. I have friends in the Hamptons. Okay. So Ramona's like, Carol, this is me whispering. Can you hear me? Carol's like, ow, my ear. I heard it when I was running the marathon. It's still very sensitive. Okay, Carol. I am whispering this, Carol, okay? I do not want to sit by Sonia, okay?
I am just going to move my seat. I don't care. Like, well, isn't that going to be awkward? Well, it's awkward right now. Don't worry. She can't hear me at all. She can't hear me at all, okay?
And Sonia's got Patsy from AbFab hair or Ivana Trump hair. Whoever you're most familiar with, people. And she's just looking at the other girls, nodding, but no one's talking to her because everybody's mad. And Carol's like, where do you move Sonia? Everybody's mad at Sonia. I'm like, what are you supposed to do? Put her in a bread basket and take her away. So so Ramona's like, I'm moving. I need to go ask the girls at the end of the table a question. Okay. Yeah. So she goes down and squeezes in next to Tinsley. And she's like, Tinsley, I want to ask your opinion because you've got a lot of style. When I'm learning this new thing, when I do stuff now, I ask people that I know and I ask them about their own opinions. And then I take their opinions and I form my own opinions. May I ask your opinion? Like, who is your therapist? And can we
play
all call
along,
them?
Tinsley? Play along. Play along. Sounds like I can hear you.
And Dorinda's cracking up. And Sonia's like, well, I guess my text worked. She doesn't want to fight with me because she knows she sucks and she's a loser.
So Bethany's like, turns to Sonia's like, huh. What are you doing all the way there? Look, you're always left in the corner alone. Isn't that funny? You're always left in the corner alone. And then Bethany says, you know what? I'm not anyone's team. I'm on Team Civil. Because you don't have to, like, leave someone out at the end of the table just because it makes her feel bad, okay? I'm like, I'm sure, Bethany, if you were in the middle of this fight, you would 100% be the one who sits at the corner with your shades down and just be like, huh, yeah, okay, all right, I'm here. I'm going to go.
I know. Like, I wish the editors had played the time where Bethany just screamed at Sonia about skinny cheating brand and called her a loser and a slut and everything else under the sun. I just wish that they had thought to put that in here.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm just team nice, okay? Yeah, so like team nice. Here's some paper towels.
So inevitably, Sonia starts, this sort of like opens up and Sonia starts pleading her case to Carol because Sonia's actually in a rare moment of like, well, fuck you, Ramona. Because normally she's like, well, no, I just did this stuff. I mean, I'll always love Ramona. She's just going through a thing. But this time she's like, no, fuck it. Like, my message was received, and she's pleading her case to Carol about, like, you know, Ramona never has my back. Ramona goes, Sonia, when will you start listening? When will you start listening, Sonia? I'm like, no, this is – Sonia and Ramona arguing about listening and having each other's backs is, like, the most ridiculous thing I've heard since whatever I heard most recently, since Luann. Since Luann going, oh.
She goes, how do you argue with a woman who doesn't listen? How do you argue with a woman that doesn't listen? I'm like, you're across from Bethany and next to Dorinda. And you're Ramona. Like, who's going to answer that?
How do I live without you when you don't listen, Sonia? It's on my Pandora station.
So Luann's like, I love you, Sonia, but you really are just losing the fun, you know? You're losing weight, but you're also losing the fun. And Carol's like, and gaining the mean. And Sonia's like, well, girls, you know, I told you, I lost everything in a movie deal. And Bethany goes, yeah, that's old. That's old. Sonia's like a microwave, you know? It's like once they're programmed on a one, it's like they won't stop popping popcorn. You know what I mean?
So Ramona's like, Sonia, it's not worth talking to you because you don't take it in. And Tinsley's like, yeah, you're like a broken record. And Sonia just goes, stay out of this, Tinsley. You don't know shit. Just like slapping Tinsley down. Just always getting like, poor Tinsley's always just getting treated like the little girl in the group. Like, shit, stay the fuck out of this. The adults are talking.
Yeah. And Sonia's like, what am I, Cersei from Game of Thrones? I have to be naked? Just chase me down the street and shame me? Which is...
What am I, Cersei just wearing that scarlet letter on her chest, huh?
What am I, celery? Just put me in a drink with some Bloody Marys?
What am I, Cirque du Soleil? Like, I'm a circus, but I don't get credit because I'm Cirque du Soleil, huh? Because I'm, like, French.
The guy's like, I will split your checks, but I'm going to have to go do it on the POS. Oh, my God. Did you hear what that waiter just called us? Sorry, I've been waiting to get a point of access or a point of sale.
Point of sale joke in there. And it doesn't work my fingernails. So anyway, that was pretty much... I think that was pretty much it.
Oh, man. I love this show.
Such a good episode. So
really, really good.
So fun.
We did – this was three times as long as the actual episode.
So worth it.
Which means that we're in love. Everybody, thanks so much. Don't forget to go get your tickets for the second Atlanta show and the second Philly show. Also, San Francisco Gay Pride. Get your ass there, Southern Charm.
And Phoenix.
Phoenix. Real Housewives of New York.
Phoenix. It's going to be so fun. I'm excited. You guys, thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow to discuss Southern Charm and touch on Southern Charm New Orleans.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.